Thank you for holding. Is this Corey?
It is.
Hey, Corey. My name's John. I'm the director here at Local Splash. How you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Had a good Christmas and looking forward to the new year. It's been a good morning so far. I understand that you were speaking with my representative, Tara, about putting Level Up Handyman Solutions on the first page of the Google search results.
Yes.
She wanted me to jump on the line to go over some pricing and details with you, but before I jump into the pricing, did you have any questions for me about the listing or how any of it works?
No, I'm just curious to see how much it's going to be.
Okay. Yeah, I'll definitely be able to dive into the pricing with you. Have you ever done a search on Google before for a handyman in Wichita? Just kind of see who's there?
Yeah, I've searched a little bit.
Okay. So when you do that search, there's a map that pops up, and there's only three top recommended guys there. It'll have like a little red dot kind of indicating where they are with their name, address, phone number, link to their website. Does that ring a bell at all?
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's where we're talking about listing you. So it's companies like Mr. Handyman of Wichita Metro Area, Ace Handyman Services, and Nelson Handyman. You heard of those guys?
Yes.
Okay. So we're not Google. We're just a Google partner. When one of these spots opens up, Google gives a list of the qualified companies to my representatives, kind of like Tara, and then they call down the list until we find the one company to fill that spot. Once we fill that spot, we close out the category. We'll be at our max capacity. We can't work with any other handyman in the Wichita, Kansas, and surrounding areas. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
Okay. So the reason you want to be there, though, is because we did a study, and we actually found that 90% of the time when people search on Google, they pick from these guys. They're not usually going to the bottom half of the first page or page two or three when they're looking for a handyman.
Right.
I'm sure you can see the value in being listed on Google in front of your competitors, right?
Yes.
Okay. So I saw you had the Home Advisor by Angie's List program. You're buying pay per lead right now. Do you like that service?
I actually just started it, so I don't really know yet. I mean, I've already had a couple leads from it, and it was pretty quick, so far it's all right.
Yeah, you got 8 reviews on there, it looks like. It's all 5-star.
Yep, I like it so far. It's pretty good.
Yeah, that's a good sign. Let me tell you, Corey, if you could do anything with that, then I know you'll do well with this. Do you know how Home Advisor by Angie's List gets their leads?
They said they work with Google, is what they were telling me.
Yeah, exactly. They do this exact type of marketing that we're trying to do for Level Up Handyman Solutions right now, except for they have an organic placement because they're not a local business like you. So they're actually underneath these guys. If you go like 3 spots down, there's a listing on there. It'll say top 10 best handyman in Wichita, Kansas. And so you're on that list. And what they'll do is they'll get a lead from Google and they'll sell it to you for a lead fee. But the lead that they sell will go to like 3 or 4 other people. And I know they charge you per lead whether you get the job or not, right?
Right.
Right. So in retrospect, I mean, if we put you on the first page, you're now in position for customers to contact you directly without having to pay the lead fee or deal with your leads going to 3 or 4 other people. I'm sure you can see a value in that.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So everything we do here, it's month to month. We won't ask you to sign any kind of long-term contract or anything like that. Typically, our platinum packages, they come with a website as well. So you get like a custom website design. You have Facebook ads, Yelp, Yellow Pages. You're on the first page of Bing. It's really an A to Z package to cover all your online marketing and advertising needs. Basically, it'll turn us into like your one-stop shop. Now normally, it's $5.99 per month on a month-to-month basis. However, because of this holiday promotion that we're running, I can actually reduce the price by 50%. If you want to come on board with us today, I could drop it down to just $299, and then I could lock you in at that rate. So as long as you're with us, you actually keep that discounted pricing structure. You don't have to worry about it ever going back up.
And that's $299 a month?
Yep, $299 a month, and it's month to month. And that's with the website. Oh, really? With the website and all the platinum package features included?
Yeah, I'll pass. Like I get enough customers as it is right now, and I don't like I'm trying this Angie's out. I don't know. I'm just I don't want to take another jump right now on all that.
I hear you, but looking into 2024, if you think about it, like what you're paying for a lead each month, I mean, it sure wind up costing probably more than that, don't you think? Every month. With Home Advisor.
Yeah, I don't want to pay $299 a month though. Like that's sticking me into. I don't know. I just don't think I want to take that leap right now.
Yeah, I think what it is maybe we're not seeing the other side of the coin. Let me ask you this. I know the price is the main objection for you, and that's kind of like a hard thing to get over, and I get that, right? Obviously, you're not going to get to month two if month one doesn't work out for you. But what if I could get the pricing down to $199 just to get your foot in the door and show you the difference? Because I'm pretty sure, you know, if you could pair this to what you're doing now, it's going to be a no-brainer. I don't see you going back and paying $20, $30, $40 a lead for leads that are going to three or four other people when you have your own consistent flow of customers contacting you on a regular basis.
So is it going to be, you said
$190? $199. So it'll be $199 exactly.
Mm-hmm. For the first month or here on out?
No, I'll lock you in at that rate month to month. So you can keep that rate as long as you're with us.
So if I was to ever want to cancel it, I would contact you guys to do that, or how does that work?
Yeah, you could call me directly. I'll be following up with you throughout the campaign to make sure that it's working. So I'll be your account lead. And then if you want to discontinue, you could discontinue or cancel at any time. It even says that in our service agreement. We have no cancellation fees or penalties or anything like that. We want you guys coming back at your own will. So usually if you can, you know, spend a dollar, make $10 back, you don't have a problem continuing to spend that dollar each month. So that's kind of our process. We just get in there and make sure it's working for you, and usually you don't have a problem being connected to your customers.
And you said I'll be on, what, the first five or the first three when they Google search it?
Yeah, there's three guys that show up there next to the map in that local map section on the first page. So you'd be a top recommended option. And then we're also going to build the website for you still, too. So I'll include that in the package.
Okay. Yeah. I'll try it out.
Yeah. You're going to love it. I have no doubt. I'm like, if you could do anything with Home Advisor by Angie, then this would be like shooting fish in a barrel. Those guys are so, like, saturated, those leads. You got to drop your price or, you know, compete with all the other guys that are quoting them. So I'm going to create your Google business profile. The beautiful thing about this is you only have to create your Google business profile one time. So even if you leave our services later, you're still Google verified. You're still findable on Google with your reviews and everything. So on that first page, you can only have one phone number listed. Did you want to use this phone number that we're on right now?
Actually, I have another one that I use for business. It is,
Okay, give me one second. All right, I'm ready for you.
It is 316.
316.
202.
202.
8522.
8522. Okay, and then I could save this 785 number just in case I need to get a hold of you?
Yes, that's fine.
Okay. And then Google's going to send you this postcard in the mail. It's called a PIN verification letter. That's how you get that little red dot on the map kind of indicating where you are. What's the street address that I could send that to?
It's 1133.
Okay.
I forgot. I actually just moved there. South Wichita Street.
South Wichita Street. Okay, I found it. Wichita, Kansas, 67213.
Yes.
All right. Let me go ahead and update. And do you spell your first name with a C or a K?
It's K. K-O-R-Y.
Okay. That's how she had it spelled, but I just want to verify it. And then what's your last name, Corey?
It's Neidig. It's N-E-I-D-I-G-H.
Okay. N-E-I-D-I-G-H?
Yes.
Okay. And then what's your business email? Because of the discounted pricing structure, I'm going to send you everything in writing. That way you have it documented. I'll also send you your invoice receipt. And since it's technically 2023, you should be able to write this off as a business expense here in the next month.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
But what's the business email I could send everything to?
It's L
And then levelupshandymansolutions@gmail.com.
Okay, and just to confirm, so there's two L's to start it out?
That's correct. That's correct.
Okay. Level Up Handyman. And then the solutions is plural, so there's an S at the end. Solutions, not solution.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, solutions.
Got it. And is your company an LLC or incorporated by chance?
It is not yet.
Not yet, okay. But it is something you do plan on getting, right?
Yes. Yeah, that is my future goal.
Okay. And I noticed, like, in the handyman category, there's a lot of different services that you're eligible to be listed for. We give you 15 different keyword terms that you could be listed for. I noticed you do some electrical and plumbing. Do you have any licensing for that, or is it just, like, minor work that you're doing there?
It's just everything I don't need to go get a license for. If I do any majors with my buddy, that's a contractor, I'll just help him and be under his contractor's license. But for him, it's just the stuff I can't do.
Got it. Yeah, I think it's pretty much any jobs that are under like 1,500 or 2 grand. It's one or the other for Kansas.
In Canada, it's 2 grand.
It's 2 grand. Yeah, that sounds about right. And then we're going to build your .com website for you. Do you have like photos of work that you've done in the past maybe, or like a company logo that we could use?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, I have my business page on Google already. It has a whole bunch of photos on it.
Yeah, that's for your Google business profile, but we're actually going to build you like a .com.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, like you're going to have your own like levelup handyman solutions.com, and then that's going to be attached to your Google business profile. So, I mean, we could use some of those photos, but we want you to be able to keep sending in photos as the new jobs come in, so that way we could update it.
Okay.
Okay, but I sent you the email address for that, too, with my phone number there in that text field, the 877 number.
Okay.
All right, and how would you like your hours of operation for the business listed?
I usually work, it's usually about 7 to 8 all week.
Okay. 7 a.m. to 8 p.m., Monday through Sunday?
Yeah. I'll take jobs after that. Like, I got 24 hours right now. I'll do it after that. It just depends what it is.
Okay, I'll put open availability, and then that way they could just call you and you hash it out with them.
I like that.
Yeah, I'll just leave it open as much as possible. If you ever want to add or change the hours, you could just call me and I'll swap it out for you.
Okay.
Okay, and can you accept cash, check, and card from your customers?
I try to keep it with Cash, Venmo, and Cash App, so that's easier.
Gotcha. Cash, Venmo, and Cash App. Okay, let me go and submit. All right, so I got your business profile set up. We are going to want to do a client interview with you. Client interview is where we go over, like, your keywords and services, your service area, and we get started on the website. Usually takes about 30 to 40 minutes, but we ask for an hour window. What's a good time today where we could do the client interview?
Can we do that tomorrow?
Yeah, I could do it tomorrow. Anytime between 9 and the latest would be 5 and 6. What works best?
I got a job at 10. I'll be done at home 11 with it, and I have nothing else planned after that. So it's anytime. So.
Okay. You want me to lock it in between 11 and 12, CT?
Yeah, that'll be fun.
All right, and then I'll send you a calendar invitation. I'll also text you about 10 o'clock, or excuse me, let me go 11 to 12. Yeah, I'll text you about 10 o'clock just to confirm if that's still a good time for you. If anything pops up or changes, just let me know when I shoot that text over. I could always push it back or, like, reschedule it for later on in the day. I just want to make sure that we get it done before the weekend so that way we could start the new year off with everything up and running. All right, so I'm sending you that calendar invitation now. And then in terms of securing your first month's payment of the $199, Corey, how did you want to do that?
Card.
Okay, and is this going to be under your name, the business name, or both?
It's under my name. I haven't got an account.
Oh, yeah, you should do that. It definitely helps kind of keep everything orderly for the tax guy later on.
Okay.
Okay. And then is the billing address the same as the street address that we're sending your Google PIN verification letter to?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. I'll send over the receipt to you after this. And then if you could read, there should be 16 digits on the front. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
He says a text message?
Oh, no, no. On the front of the card, there are 16 digits. If you could read it 4 digits at a time from left to right, and then I'll repeat it back to you for quality assurance.
It is
4435 1677 3721 3721 1551 1551. Okay, and the expiration date, month and year?
0826.
08 of 26. And there should be a small 3-digit code on the back.
925.
Okay, and there is a security question too, just to, in case we want to verify your identity or you want to verify the identity of one of my representatives. So you have three options for this. It could be your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name.
I would do my first pet's name.
Okay. What was your first pet's name, Corey?
Panda.
Panda. I like it. Okay. P-A-N-D-A. All right, let me go and save. All right, and then I'm going to walk you through a voice verification. As I'm walking you through this voice verification recording, if I say anything that you don't understand or don't agree with, just stop me, okay? Could always rephrase it for you. All right. So it says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification recording. All of our calls are recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement with our company and as an added form of protection for you as the business owner. It says, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state your business name?
Level Up Handyman Solutions.
Thank you. And can you please state your name and title within the company?
Corey Neidig, owner.
All right. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of your business today?
Yes.
All right. And are you an authorized user on the billing of the account that you provided?
Yes.
All right. So it says, to get results as fast as possible, Corey, it's important that you're actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from our company and your customers within a reasonable period of time?
Yes.
And in hiring our company as your Google Certified Marketing Representative, do you agree to let us know about any other forms of online advertisement while you're using our services?
Yes.
Okay. And it says, the initial term of your service agreement is 1 month. We do recommend that you try our services for at least 2 months when you first sign up, but it is month to month. You're not binded to any kind of contract. It says, oh, hold on, I have to address this. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today. It's going to be December 28th of 2023. It's going to be in the discounted amount of $199 month to month as long as you're with us. It says you may discontinue or cancel your agreement at any time. There are no cancellation fees or penalties of any kind. All that we ask is if you are going to discontinue, please let us know before the next billing is due or before the 28th day of that month so that way we could stop your billing cycle. And it says, do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. So upon your initial payment authorization, you're going to receive a welcome text message. I'm going to hang on the line with you here to make sure you got that. And then you're also going to get an outline of the agreement in writing that you got to sign off on. And you'll receive a form. It'll say photos needed for Google verification, and you can fill that one out over the weekend. Send in as much stuff as you can that it asks for on that form. If you're missing anything, don't worry about it at the beginning of the year, or before the beginning of the year, I should say. We'll three-way call Google and actually just verify you over the phone. But we do want you to try to send in as much of it as you can. It asks you for some weird stuff. So it's like photos of your workplace, work vehicle, license plate. It asks you for license, insurance, all this stuff. I know you might not have some of those things. Do not panic, okay? We'll still be able to list you. I know you're only taking the jobs under a certain threshold. But try to just fill it out as much as you can so that way we can add as much legitimacy to the business as possible.
Okay.
Now, I'm just waiting for those forms to come in. Once they come in, then we're basically good to go until the client interview. So let me know when you get those.
I got the one that says, did you attempt this thing?
Hmm. That might be from your bank.
That is from my bank, though.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. They're just verifying, like, hey, you, there's a transaction that happened, you know? Is this you? That's also because it's personal. I think when they see the thing that says Level Up Handyman Solutions on the invoice, they're probably going, what the heck?
Okay, I got Thanks for Cleaning Splash.
Yep. So that's an outline of the agreement in writing there. So that'll have your full agreement. And then we also sent that to your email. So
okay.
You'll have a hard copy of that on file. And then there should be one more coming in that'll say photos needed for Google verification. And then if you have any questions, comments, or concerns along the way, you have my direct number and extension, and we also have 24/7 customer service at that 877 number. You just hit extension 1 if you want to speak to a live operator, like, after hours or over the weekend.
Okay.
Okay.
I got the Google one now.
All right, perfect. So that's the verification form. If you click on that, you'll see it has, like, a little prompt that'll walk you through step-by-step on each part of the Google verification. So that concludes our initial setup. I want to thank you for signing up. You know, welcome aboard. I appreciate you giving me the 1% of your trust. I have the opportunity to show you what's what. You know, I'm pretty sure after a month or two of this, you'll probably leave the paper lead system that you're on. There won't be any use in buying those oversaturated leads. But we do want to grow your business. You know, we always like having the business get bigger or grow and make more money, because that's going to increase our chances of working with you long term, and then I don't have to fill this position again. so yeah. So if there's anything we could do to help you grow as we're going to, like, do not hesitate to ask. We always tell our clients, our educated clients are our happiest ones, because they know what we're doing for their company each month. So no questions or dumb questions. If you need help with anything, just feel free to ask, even if it's outside of the scope of what we're providing for you. Okay. If you have questions about, like, merchant processing or getting a business account, those are all things that we have experience with. Or if you want to get a certain license, you know, we work with business owners all the way across the U.S. and Canada. So we really know how to get your paperwork going and make sure you're moving in the right direction.
Okay. Awesome.
All right, Corey. Well, thank you for signing up. Welcome aboard. Enjoy the rest of your day, and then we'll circle back with you tomorrow at 11 o'clock for your client interview.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. I'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
Bye.